Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll complete the Yomud with the Tosfos, and today we'll get into the meat of the sugya of the Hilchos Hashlishi of Heichan Mamido, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week. All right, so we're in the middle of the Tosfos that Yesh Eim LaMikra, Yesh Eim LaMasores. What do we have in the Gemara? The Gemara has several suggestions to explain the Machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim as far as the number of Tranos to the Sukkah. The Gemara presents, initially, the Machlokes is based on whether Yesh Eim LaMikra, Yesh Eim LaMasores of Shimon, who says three Tranos and a Tefach, he goes with Yesh Eim LaMikra, and the Chachamim say Yesh Eim LaMasores. Says Tosfos that everybody darshins when you could Mikra and Masores. Rather, this Machlokes has to do with specifically when we have what's called Mikcheshi Ahadadi, when they don't go with each other, it'd be a contradiction. Either if you go to the Mikra, you get one conclusion, the Masores a different conclusion. That's when you have to decide which one is Iker. That's the Lashon of the Yesh Eim, as Rashi explains, which is Iker, which is Eim LaMikra, Eim LaMasores. And Tosfos shows this to be true based on the fact that we find, for example, Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who holds in Sanhedrin Yesh Eim LaMikra, in the case of, as we mentioned, of Nefashos, Nafshos Meis, that the Vias Damish Nemesim is Metame. He holds Yesh Eim LaMikra. And yet we also find in Tzachim that Rabbi Akiva darshins various drushes from the word Lechem Oni. Some of the drushes come from the Mikra of Oni, like it would be Onim al Avram Habe, for example. It's Milashin of Oneh, which would be the Mikra, but it's written Chaser, which is Ani, and therefore you can darshan other things like Prat L'matzah Ashira. How can you do both? Ayod Yeshem L'Mikra, you should only be able to darshan Mikra. The answer is that they're not Soser each other, two separate, unrelated in Yanin. So therefore you can darshan both. That's one example. The other example Tosfos brings is from Kapos, that he darshans Chaser Vav, even though he's Yesh Eim LaMikra. Here again, the Mashal's Ma'or, the question, it's also in Sanhedrin, I found in the Mashal Maram, also Tosfos Sanhedrin has similarities to our Tosfos and also some differences, maybe we'll note them. But this is a kasha that's also raised by other Mepharshim, you have to know how to be Miyashivit. L'chora, there it is, a Makchish Yad Dadi. All right. Another example is Rav Shimon, who the Gemara says, again, in one of the Ukimtas in the Gemara, Yesh Eim LaMikra. This is what the Gemara says initially, that the Shimon says Yesh Eim LaMikra. And yet we have him darshaning the Vigdova, Mikra Umasores. Again, different ways to learn there. What is the Mikra? What is the Masores? We mentioned Rashi Shita, that the Vigdova is in the Lashon Beged, the Piris Taliso. That's the Mikra. And the Masoris is to read it as if the Vagdova, when he betrayed her, and that would be the drasha of in Mocher L'Shivchus Achashivchus, but Vagdova, once he sold her once, he can't sell her again. The Vigdo is once there was already an Esuin, he can't sell her again. But Lamais, both drashas are said by Rav Shimon, even though he's holding Yeshim LaMikra. The answer is because Lo Makchishi Adadi, it's both true. He can't sell her after Shivchus, he can't sell her after Ishus. But Tosfos raises a question, however. How come Rabbi Akiva argues with Rav Shimon there? How come he only darshins one? Again, the Shagun the Girsa, but whatever it is, he doesn't darshin both. Yokasha, the Rabbi Akiva, the Lo Darshas, and Elamik for Luchud. Again, if you assume like Rashi, the Girsa would be he only darshins the Drasha of Pires Taliso, which is the Vigdo, the Mikra. Why doesn't he darshin the other Drasha? Fine, Tosfos doesn't have an answer to that. And then Tosfos has another point, which is another ha'ara, which Tosfos has something of a yishav on. This is where I think we left off yesterday in Shir, right? The Ode, Ashkechan, this is the ha'ara Tosfos now has within Rabbi Akiva, another ha'ara within Rabbi Akiva, one of them regarding the sugya kedushin, that he doesn't darshan both, like Rav Shimon does. And now the following. The Ode, Ashkechan Rabbi Akiva, the Savi Yishin Lamik, for that already we mentioned in the beginning, that's the sugya Sanhedrin. And yet, ukamon b'samuch adav zayin amibayz machshir Rabbi Akiva sukkah b'rosh ha'svina. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that sukkah b'rosh ha'svina, the Gemara quotes, he's machshir. Let's read on. We'll see Gemara in a second. Umuchach shvaisa mishum dekasav asuka diras arai beina. So the sugya indicates that to say that it's kasher b'shas svina, that's because he holds suka diras arai. That's why he doesn't have to withstand the ruach mitsuya of the yam, let's say, right? That's why he can be kasher, because it doesn't have to be such a kvius. If that's true, if he holds diras arai, then what would that mean in terms of the number of walls? Alma loboy gimel kilchasa. So then he would have to say that how many walls for the sukkah? Not three and a tefach, rather two and a tefach. Because it goes together in the sugya. Kidekamrinan bahishmaitza. And here they have the girsa, it should be the Rav Shimon v'Rabbi Gamliel, the Prigad Rav Akiva, Shavin, they are of the consensus, the sukkah, the diras kvabi'ina. They are of the opinion, the diras kvabi'ina, they are the ones that argue on Bikiva in the case of sukkah b'rosh ha'sfina. Again, all this will become clear if we see the Gemara more carefully. In Cain, so then what would that put Rabbi Akiva on which side of the question, Binogeya, the fact that he holds sukkah can have only can be sufficed with two walls in a tefach? That would be going, according to this Sukkim to the Gemara, that would be on the side of Yeshem and Masoris. Again, we're tying Rabbi Akiva's shita of spina, of sukkah brosha spina with the shita of two walls in a tefach, because both are totally the same inyan of sukkah diras arai. And therefore, if we're explaining that the machokas of two walls in a tefach, or three in a tefach, is depending on Yeshem Nikash and Masoris, we'll put Rabbi Akiva on the side of Yesh Emre Masoris. Im Ketzav Akiva Yesh Emre Masoris. But that doesn't square with what Rabbi Akiva holds always Yesh Emre Mikvah. That's the question. Let's just see what Tosis was actually referring to. Again, this is the Sugya on Zayin and Beis, where Abaye lines up the Shitos of eight Tanoim, who are all of the opinion Diras Kvar Be'ina. So he mentions Rebbe for what he holds, Rabbi Yoshia, that's how it gets mentioned here, from what he holds, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Amal Michafama, it's Kasher, Rav Shimon, this is going to be Nogea us, Rav Shimon, who holds Gimel Kilchasan, three walls plus a Tefach, so that shows Diras Kvar Be'ina. And then the next one after Rav Shimon is Rabbi Gamliel. This is the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Sukasa brosha hagala brosha svina is pasul." Akiva machshir. Oh. So here you see in the first in the Gemara, again, without getting too much into details, it's clear in the Gemara that that Rabbi understands that if you're machshir brosh hagala brosha svina, that holds, that means you hold diras arai b'ina. If it's posel, that's Rabbi Gamliel. So he's of the side of Diras Kvar Be'ina. This is what Tosis is referring to. So now, Rabbi Gamliel holds Diras Kvar, Rabbi Akiva holds Diras Arai. He's Machshu. He holds Diras Arai, then go one line above in the Gemara. And now what does Gemara say? Who holds Diras Kvar? Rav Shimon, because he holds three walls. That's a tefa. So the Akiva would therefore have to hold, like the dissenting view, not of Shimon, hold two walls and a tefach. That's Diras Arai. But now the way the Gemara is cheshbening out right now, the machokis of two walls and a tefach versus three walls and a tefach is totally in what question? Yeshem Mikra, Yeshem Masoris. So to say two walls and a tefach is to hold Yeshem what? Masoris. So they have a stira, Akiva. How could the Gemara say such a suggestion, shot in the machlokas, that to say three walls in a tefach is yeshem l'mikra, and two walls in a tefach is masores, then the kiva is on the wrong side of this issue, because he holds two walls in a tefach. Why? Because he holds berosh hagala, berosh hasfina is kasher, so that means he holds diras arai. So then if you line it up with the other diras arai issue versus diras keva, that would mean he holds two walls in a tefach. But that would translate into yeshem l'mikra. Masoris, according to this first who came to the Gemara. But he holds Yeshem Mikra. That's Tosis' question. So he wiggles out of it. Let's just see. Tosis says, Mir Bazei Yishlomar, on the question of Rabbi Akiva from the Sugi Kedushin, he didn't have an answer. How come he doesn't dash in both things? But as far as this question, Mir Bazei Yishlomar, Kemosha Farish Lekhamon, like I'm going to say in Dabzai, and basically keep this in your minds, that we have to hide the Ka'amah Kuru Svirulei, What does Tosis mean? That not that all these shitas have to line up with each other. There's elements of kviyus in each of these shitas, but not that every shita has to embrace the other shitas. In other words, you might hold it's diras keva in one respect, but in another respect it could be diras arai. In other words, Rabbi Akiva could hold in terms of the inyan of walls, that you need how many walls? 3 plus a tefach, because yesh aim l'mikra. And in that respect, there is a kviyus that he does embrace by sukkah. The diras keva binogea that inyan, that we know Rav Shimon also holds diras keva about. But as far as the other aspect of whether it's kasher brosha gola, brosha spina, so he might take the side that it's kasher, even though that... If you said, that's another inyan of the Shechet Diras Keva. Let's give him, what's the Kamasha Afarish? He's referring to the Tosis where, which Tosis on Zayin Bay, which Tosis is it? Kusfiru, when we once mentioned it, we discussed this once. Al Korchach Ein Shavin. You can't say that they're all literally of the same Shita. Why? Because, for example, in the list you have Revi's Diras Keva, who holds Sukkah has to be minimum Dalet Amos. And you also have in the same list of the 8, Beis Shammai, who says Diras Keva because he requires Rubo Shemubo, and what else? The Shulchan. No, if you hold, the minimum is Zayin al Zayin, Tfachim, you're not going to hold Dalet Amos. You hold even less than that. So obviously, they're not of the same Shita. And you have other examples, Tosis says, of such a thing, that the Shita doesn't have to mean that they accept each other. So with coin to that, Kamosha Afarej, this Kasha falls away. Now, I left you with Bertiz yesterday at the end of Shia L'chera. We have another answer. We have another answer to this Kasha L'fi Shitas Rashi. Should be clear to everybody. I don't know if I should test you, I should say it over. Let's just, if you're Machavi, you can feel good you're Machavi to it. L'chera, according to Rashi, that we spoke at yesterday, this Kasha is not a Kasha. What is Tosis assuming? That Rabbi Akiva must hold, because he holds Yeshem wa Mikra, so he has to hold that you need, right? You have to need, you need what? Three walls and a tefah. Correct? Good. That's correct. But then Tosis takes the next beat is, and if you hold you need 3 walls and a tefah, then you hold like Rav Shimon, then you must also hold what? You must also hold Sukkah Diras Kvavi Inan, and that's also the fact that he holds Ba'agola, that it's Kasha. And Tosis' only solution is to say, Kamosha Afarish, that no, you don't have to accept each other in the particulars of the Diras Keva. What assumption can you challenge within Rashi? What assumption? Why don't we just say, if you hold that you need 3 walls and a tefach, you are holding Diras Keva. Why? Because that's what the Gemara says. Rav Shimon, his Diras Keva is based on what? The fact that he holds 3 woes in a tefach. Rashi adds another element to that mix. What did Rashi add to that mix? Because of Machso Mister. What does Rashi want? Based on 3 woes and a tefach, if not for that Rasha, we have other possibilities. We have everything in the Gemara before Rav Master comes on the scene. And maybe has to do with Basukos, and Yeshem and Mikra and all of that. And doesn't that itself indicate Rav Shimon's sheet of being Yeshem, that Diras Keva being on? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi leaves nothing to the imagination. Not Rav Shimon in general. If I go with the approaches prior to Rav Masna, and I try to explain Rav Shimon's cheshbin of 3 and tefach based on Basukos, in whatever way you'll say it, that does not prove that requiring the 4 walls is because of Diras Keva. You could be dear Sarai, but you still need 4 walls. That's how the cheshbon works out. Rashi wants us to understand the reason why we're pinning Rav Shimon down with the shita of 3 walls in a tefach as being one of those who holds Diras Keva is only because we're assuming, Rabbi is assuming Pshat Rav Shimon, like Rav Master's understanding. That it's because of Zerem, because of that shot of Mechso Mistar, that you need to have walls that are a buffer for the storm. And we explained yesterday, even though it's open on the 4th side, but the Dauphin has a shame Dauphin across, and therefore Dauphin, which is a by definition, a Dauphin that withstands the storm, that's the definition of the profile of the Dauphin. Oh, that indicates a certain kvius. But if I would just Goren Rav Shimon based on the numbers of basukos, that does not indicate sukkah is diras kvah at all. The Mela, the kasha Rabbi Akiva is no longer kasha. Yes, Rabbi Akiva holds Yeshem Lemikra, and therefore, if you follow the logic of Yeshem Lemikra to require you to have four wools, three wools in the tefach, that's fine too. And yes, Rabbi Akiva holds sukkah diras arayi beinan based on his being machshev rosha agala, and there's no problem whatsoever. The only problem within to prove Rav Shimon as holding Yishim, as holding Diras Kavah is only because of the reason that Ramasta gave, but not because of the numbers of Tfanas. Should be clear. So why did Tosus have a kasha that he had to answer up? Why did Tosus? Because he obviously went to Gemara differently. He held that the fact that there are X number of walls is itself indication of what? Of Diras Kavah. What happened to the Svar Rashi that it sounds like it's more shaykh to Rav Masna? No, Rav Osei, give me a simple answer. What's Pshat and Rav Masna according to Tosus? We did the first that Tosus first for a reason. What was the Pshat and Rav Masna? It's because of that Rashi of the Yerushalmi. It's also numbers. Nothing to do with the quality of the Dovin being a buffer for Zerim. That's not Tosus Pshat. Tosus brings the Yerushalmi as explaining our Gemara. You start counting. Sukkah Tilut Seil, that's the Schach. Yeah, and then Lamachso Mister is two, and Shemadashin is the next two words is two. So it all comes out, it's Muchach in the Gemara, that the Gemara felt that just the fact that you require four walls is itself the Raya of Diras Kvah. It's because of the numbers of walls. Therefore, it doesn't matter that it's whether it's a Drasha or a Masna or anything before that. So if we're going to follow the trail of Rabbi Akiva Yishim Lamikra, to tell us four walls, I'm also going to get to the same place as the Gemara got with Rav Shimon. There's no difference in Ramasna's drasha. Rashi, again, that's the point we made yesterday. Rashi l'shitasa. Understand how gishmak the pshat is. Pasha pshat, no lum, this is fancy. This pasha, we're in the Gemara. According to Rashi, the pshat Rashi gave to Ramasna dictates what he said on Zion on the days that the Gemara. Rashi feels that that's the right to diras kvah, not the numbers of tfanos. It's the fact that you require the tfanis to be l'machsel mistar, which is what the limit of Ramasna was, that was what showed Rav Shimon to hold that yod's dvias kvah b'inan. In which case, Tosis has no kash. Tosis l'shitaso, that learned Ramasna, not based on that, but based on the Yerushalmi of the numbers, so it doesn't nothing to do with how you get the numbers. Once you have those numbers, you have an indication of dvias kvah. So Rav Shimon, so Rabbi Akiva seems to be Sosa himself. He holds you need this number of walls, which means diras kvah, like it does for Rav Shimon, and he holds yeshem, and yet he holds that ba'golat's kasher. The Tos has to answer what he answers. Yet not all the shitas of kviyos are the same. Okay, this is l'chor what I was alluding to at the end of the show yesterday. The l'chor, according to Rashi, this is not going to be a problem. This particular kasher. Okay, this is we are at this point in Tosis. Good, clear, Avram. Yeah. So what do you think? Do you think that Dafka has to be against the Erech Liner, that it's its own drasha, or can it even be, can we even say this if it's a Gilui? I mean, if it's a Gilui, it's still, I hear what you're getting at. But if the Gilui is that, that's the path to get there, that also should indicate something. In other words, I hear what you're saying. I hear it's a good hara. Yeah, it's raising an interesting question. Now, does this whole binyan that I created for you, does this mean that we have to push back, we have to maybe embrace this drasha more as a real drasha? I hear. Anyone have any thoughts about this? He's a good hara. It's a good hara. Okay,
just a small other thing.
Yeah.
When we're saying that we see Rabbi Akiva, the whole kasha came from the fact that we see Rabbi Akiva holds Eilu Mikra, and here it seems like he's Eilu Masor, but I just didn't know where exactly do we see that? It wasn't Tosfos' whole point that you could sometimes hold Masor, sometimes hold the Mikra, meaning it's not, as long as they're not contradicting, why is it a problem?
Right, because the issue of the walls are contradicting. The issue, though, is Yesh Eilu Mikra would mean that if one way of looking at basukos is to tell me X number of walls, and another way to tell me another number of walls, then you have to take your pick. and Rav Kiva's pick would seem to be a similar mikra.
Right, how do we know that that would be his pick?
Because that's a shita of Sanhedrin.
But in Sanhedrin, though...
Sanhedrin, Tos assuming, is a mikra shi'adadi scenario. That's, again, you have to know exactly why Nafshos is exactly that, but that's the assumption in Tosis. That the issue of Yeshua Mikamasaurus is about Makkah Shadadi, and Tosha brings Rabbi Akiva as holding the Mars as that, as Yeshua Mikra.
But
it's so
for sure clear from Sanhedrin that he would pick.
Yeah, that's what he brings. He doesn't give an example, but the example is a Vias Mi Beis Mason. Again, I think you can raise the obvious question, why is that exactly Makkah Shadadi? Maybe the Torah says that Mi Meis Achad is Metame, and Mishneh Meis is Metame. Why is it a contradiction? You could explain something here, but I think Tosfos would assume that would be called Makkah Shi'adadi. The exact parameters of Shi'adadi are not so clear. You can see this in a minute by Yashim Tali. But Tosfos here and Tosfos in heaven are at odds with each other about what's called Makkah Shi'adadi. Take a look in a second in the Hemshech of Tosfos. But this is clearly how Tosfos sets it up. Look, we don't understand exactly how to plug in Makkah Shi'adadi. The Mashah had already the problem. Kapos, it is Makkah Shi. Tosfos assumes it's not. We are missing something here in how to define the terms. The kolim are there, the applications are not there. But Rabbi Kiva holds Yeshim Mikra, the Makam the Makkah Shi'adadi is clear. And Sukkos is a Makkah Shi'adadi, clearly. It's either one number or the other. Okay, good. So let's continue in Tosfos. Okay, so that was the Yishuv for Rabbi Akiva of Dav Zayin Mebeis. Abu Odkash, Tosfos has another problem from the Sugya Krisus. Abu Odkash, the Rabbi Akiva Virab Shimon, the Savi Yeshem Mikra, again, Rabbi Akiva from Sanhedrin over there, and Dav Dalet and Rabbi Shimon from what the Gemara is suggesting here within Rabbi Shimon, according to numerous Sukkimtas, that Rabbi Shimon is Yeshem Mikra, that's why he says three walls and a tefach. So they hold Yeshem Mikra, which will mean, or, and yet, Umachayvi Achaticha Achas. The Perek Dam Shkita, they, even though they hold Yeshem Mikra, yet they are Machayiv, a person, a carbon, Asham Talui, even by Chaticha Achas. We're going to get into some ideas that you'll have, you know, for whenever you learn Krisus or you learn Mechas Chinuch, Kufchav Zayin, whatever it is, Asham Talui, or whoever else, you'll come across this Inyan. So there's a Sugya of Asham Talui, which means a person is. Does what might have been Naveretz Mechayivim a Chatas, but it's not clear that he did that. So the classic case of what's called Shtei Chatichos means that there are two pieces. One is Chelev, one is Shuman. Chelev, of course, is a carbon Chatas Bishogig and Karis Bimezid. He doesn't know if he ate that piece or he ate the kosher piece. The case of Chaticha Achas is a piece which is Safik Chayav Safik Shuman. And you ate it, and you don't know if it was Chayav Shuman. So the halacha is that if a person is now in a situation that they're unsure whether they did an Averet Mechayav Achatas, so there's a chiyuv to bring an Ashim Talui. Ashim Talui means that it's Megin, in the meantime, it gives them a protection, and if they're Mechayav, if they determine later on that they actually are Chayav Achatas, then they have to bring a Achatas. And if obviously it's determined not, then good. Some reason that the carbon was brought, it's not called Chulin Azara, it was brought. If it wasn't brought yet, that's a whole separate shayla. What happens to it? You will magdash it. All these discussions in Sugyas and Krisus, Mishnayos over there, what's the story exactly with the hakdash of a carbon that l'chor is only necessary to the extent that you need protection in the interim only if you did the Avera. So this is a Sugyas Ashim Talui. But there's a fundamental question as far as whether Ashim Talui is a chiyuv even by Chaticha Achas. Or only by Shtei Chatichos. Now, there are actually three explanations in the Gemara. This will help us in being the Tosis as we go on. Why you might require it to be a case of Shtei Chatichos. One reason is given, and this is what Tos is going to work with, and it's Rab over there, that it's based on the Lashon of the Pasuk of Vayikra, where it says, a person did achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher osei asenu. At the end of Vayikra, you have the Ashamos. Most of the Hashemos, okay, Hashem Nazir is a different place, but most of the Hashemos are at the end of the Yikra. So there's a few psukim that we explain to be a reference to Hashem Talui. the Nefesh Kisachata, which is in Hey Yud Zayin. So Asa Achas Nikol Mitzvos Hashem. Now the word Mitzvos is written with one vav, not with two. Nikol Mitzvos Hashem Asher Lo Seasena Velo Yad VaAshem Inasa Avono. So which we interpret to mean this is a case of what we just described. Behavi ayu tamim min atzon be'erkecha la'ashem el ha'kohen v'chipa el ha'kohen al she'igosa she'shogak b'hu yadav nislach lo ashem hu ashem ashem l'ashem. Says Rashi on the Pasuk. Ha'inyan hazeh lo yadav ha'ashem. What does it mean? Ha'inyan hazeh medaber mi sheba safek kares liyado. Safek kares. V'lo yada im avar alav im lav. Kigo. Here's the case that Rashi gives you in Chumash. Chela v'shuman lefanav. No, what's the case? Chatich achas or shtei chatichas? Shtei chatichas, Rashi gives you that. Ukesav versa shtei en heter, v'achal asa achas, amru lo, achas shel chelev ha'isa, v'lo yada en blu shel chelev achal, ha'reza mevi ha'shem toloi, u'megin alav, kozman shelo noda lo, u'shevad echata. V'im yivada lo, achas man, yavi chatas. So one explanation given is why you need shtei chatichas, because it's, again, because we say that Nikol Mitzvos Hashem, so if you go with Masoris, it's Chaser, it's like one. Like it's Basukas versus Basukos. You go with Mikra, then it's Mitzvos, it's plural. So if you say Yeshem with Mikra, then you require two pieces. If you hold Yeshem Masoris, then you would say Chaticha Achas, Safik, Chelsavi, would also be Chiv of Hashem Tov. That's one Mahalach. Second. There's another Mahalach that has to do with you need a possibility of Efshel of Rure. If you have two pieces and you ate one, so then you can know afterwards whether what you ate was Chayv Shuman if you determine what the second piece is. And then there's another reason which has to do with, quote, Ikva Isura, of Nachman's reason. Ikva Isura means that there has to be some, okay, I put it exactly, some kavius to the Issa. You see in front of you the real possibility of the michshel of the chait of kares. In what sense do you see right in front of you? Because there was a piece there that was chayav. So it gives the suffix a greater standing, a greater status of suffix. Ikva isura, that the issa was mamish nikva here, and then maybe you flirted with it, maybe you didn't. You know, you did flirt with it, but maybe you actually ate it. But it creates a different level of suffix by ikva isura shtei chatichos as opposed to one piece, which is Nehecha Teisa, there was Chelev. Yeah, there was Chelev here. Maybe you waited, maybe you didn't. So that's the third reason. So now, let's come back to what Tosis now is going to ask. Tosis is going to be working with the reason of Rava, that the issue of Shtei Chatichos versus Chaticha Achas is a function of which inyan, of Yesh Imla Mikra, that would mean Mitzvos, Shtei Chatichos, or Yesh Imla Masores, which is mitzvahs, we could be one chatich. It says Tosus as follows. The Harav Kiva of Shimon Sav Yeshem Mikra. And yet, Umechayiv Yachaticha Achas, the Perek Dam Shchita. Then Machayiv, in a case of Chaticha Achas, Gabi, what's the case? Chaticha Shel Churin, Vachaticha Shel Kodesh. So there's a shayla about Asim Tohi, if the issue would be Asham Ilos, this is an example of that. I mean, that would be not a chatas, but it would be a mi'ila issue, but that's assuming that would also have Hashem Tawah. You're going to be in the same case by Chelev in a minute. Va'echad va'achos rishona. Okay, to say that at this point, it was a case of what? The first guy. First guy, at this point, shtei chatichos. But then what? What's left? One piece. Uba. But again, you don't know which is which. But now when the second guy came, he's eating one piece, which is safik. Possibly Safi Kodesh. Here it's the issue of Kodesh of Me'ila. Ubarach Bachas Ashniyah. So the halach is that Rabbi Akiva of Shimon both say, or wait, Rabbi Akiva says, so Zem may be Ashim Tov, Zem may be Ashim Tov, to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says that everyone brings Ashim Tov, not just the first guy, even the second guy. So what does that show me? That even Chaticha Achas is also Chayv. That would seem to support what idea Yesh Eim or Mesoris. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shnei Mevim Asham Echad. In other words, the Asham here means the Asham Ilos. That would be for eating Kodesh. And they could bring Meshutfis because between the two of us, there was for sure an Avera that would be Mechayiv and Asham Ilos. a similar type of thing, Tosis brings a chen, gabi chel of a shuman, meaning, so there's two pieces, one chel, one shuman, one person eats one piece, one person eats the other piece, so Rabbi Akiva would say, each one brings what? Nashim talui. Even the second guy, even though his when he came along it was only one piece, and Rav Shimon would say no, better way to do it is to bring b'shut v'sachatas, in this case b'achatas. But apparently Rav Shimon's whole disagreement is only because he says he can do it this way. But alma lo be'ina chaticha m'shtei chatichas. Okay, so you see that. But now Tosef sets up the question as I already gave you the advance information. Okay, so good. So you see, you don't need chaticha b'shtei chatichas. And you see in Rabbi Akiva for sure. How do you see it in Rav Shimon? How do you see it in Rav Shimon? It's just bringing a joint. What? Yeah, but they're bringing a chatas and asham dasham me'ilos. Shtei chatichos is shtei chatichos b'asham talui, not for chatas. Rav Shimon says, no, they bring b'shutfis, one karma.
Yeah, just asham vada.
Right, so I'm saying, so it's not asham talui. The issue of chaticha achas or shtei chatichos is b'asham talui. Tos is trying to show you that even Rav Shimon holds that you mechuyah by chaticha achas, no?
Carbon
the
batala.
It's not asham talui. That only asham talui is about talui on whether it's mitzvot and mitzvah. But if you don't finish on Tali, then it would have
been just like he's transferred to Shavada.
Yeah, but Lachar, the halacha of Shavada, no, if he really was Mo Behegdish, if he really ate Chelev, then the Bichi of Chattas. We just don't know who ate the Chelev. So Moshe says, I have a simple Eitzah. Bring together one carbon, let's say one carbon Chattas, in the second case of Chelev Shuman. So this is this master that we keep of Shimon also.
He's already saying you're chayav in a korban. You're just saying that, okay, a better way to do it is...
Yeah, but where do you see that the second person would have been able to bring a nashim tali?
Right.
If Shimon is requiring a joint carbon chattas or a joint carbon nashim me'ilos.
Why do you need a joint one?
What?
Why would you need it?
What?
Otherwise, only the first guy would bring it. Why would the second guy have to bring
it? The second one bring it all?
No, because he might say he could have been eating chayav.
But he
wasn't
really in front of him. One guy was eating.
You knew two chatichas for asham talui, not for chatas.
Wasn't really in front of him. Another guy's eating.
If he ate chelev, let's take the case of chelev shuman. Okay, the first case was by asham ilos. If the second guy ate the chelev, is he chayav chatas? Yeah, I'm saying. But if he ate the chelev, the first guy ate one of two pieces. The second guy could have been eating. He's one piece left. The second guy ate chelev or didn't eat chelev. Says of Shimon, okay, so they're going to bring a joint carbon b'shutfis of a chatas because between the two of them, someone ate chelev. Okay, so where does that indicate that Shimon holds that Ashim Tolui can even be on chaticha achas alone? Where does it? We see Rav Shimon. In Rabbi Akiva, I understand. Rabbi Akiva says each one brings a separate Ashim Tolui, but the second guy only had one piece in front of him. The Tosis is medayik from both of them.
There wouldn't have to be shit done. It would be
You mean so? Why does he have to make? Why does he have to make it? He does this because he wants to save the one carbon from being brought, and carbon. If it was just a question of one Ashim Tolui of one guy versus a joint chatas, why go for one joint chatas rather than the one Ashim Tolui? It must be that he wants to say instead of having two people bring Ashim Tolui, which who knows if they discover the answer before it's brought, then you're going to have shilas, what do you do with the animal, the Mishnah is there, so I have a better etza, and that is let him bring together. Maybe but if it was just one Ashim Tolui, so maybe he could have just had him bring the Ashim Tolui.
Maybe
it was the same issue. That's assuming that Ashim Tolui is even brought for Inyan of Me'ilah too. That's the only difference.
Maybe you think it wouldn't work, but it wouldn't even work because we know what he's eating. So like, what's up?
No, we don't know what each one ate.
Whereas it's definitely not going to work for one guy. One guy definitely ate it. So let's just.
Right, I'm saying if Shimon wants to accommodate the possibility that somebody ate chelev, I'm saying maybe that's the only reason. So then, where do you see about the Ashim Tolui issue in Rav Shimon? I'm not sure. Let's see. Meanwhile, Rabbi Akiva, we hear very well. It could be that Rabbi Akiva. They told us that Rav Shimon doesn't disagree fundamentally with Rabbi Akiva. He just has another idea. But in terms of everything else that Rabbi Akiva says, he doesn't disagree. He just has his, his preference. Okay. Either way, and this is going to be a problem. Why? Because Uman devoy chaticha m'shtei chatichos, the one who holds that you need one of two pieces, amin pek sefek achal, this is the reason of Rabba there, mishum de mitzvos karinan ve. And that's why you need shtei chaticha m'shtei chatichos. Uman de machayev, one is machayev a chaticha achas, is what sava yishu masores, and therefore what matzos ksiv, meaning mitzvos chasev. So therefore what we have here, if we have a b'yakiva, for chopach a b'yakiva, of Shimon we're trying to figure out, but Rabbi Akiva is yishim l'mikra, so that would dictate that he has to go with the shita that says mitzvos, which means chadich b'shtei chadichos, and yet he says if the second guy ate what's the remaining piece, he's chayv Hashem toli. You should require shtei chadichos because yishim l'mikra. Clear, everybody? Clear, the chesh was clear. The ing of Farish, maybe you'll say like this, hayhi d'dam shchita, that's the name of the perek, b'shtei chatichos gedolos. What do you have to say that after the first guy finished eating, there's only one piece left? All you have to eat to be chayiv, let's say b'chayiv, is a kezayis. So talk about the following scenario. Two big pieces. Sha'achol zeh mizu kezayis, v'zeh mizu kezayis. Each one ate a kezayis of a different piece. But when the second guy ate from the second piece, the first piece is still there. The only thing that was done was a kezayis was eaten from it, but it's still here. So it's still shtei chatichos. Simple answer. So therefore, it can conform with Yeshem Mikra. They're both shtei mitzvos. They're both shtei chatichos. This cannot be that. Why the alkochach taima? It has to be that Rabbi Akiva who says mechuyv anashim tovi for the second guy. Alkochach taima shem devo boi chaticha mishtei chatichos. Kidin muchach chasim b'shili pirkin b'gemara. Like it's clear from there, the Gemara that Gabi Rabbi Yosi, the Ka'amar, the Gemara says b'negei Rabbi Yosi chaticha mishtei chatichos ika beinayu. What does Tosis mean exactly? He means the following. If you had a look, if you had a chance to look at the Gemara there, on that case. So after mentions the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that he says each one brings Asham Talui, and Rav Shimon says they both bring Asham Echad. Rav Yossi says Ein Shnayim Vin Asham Echad. He doesn't like the idea of the Shutfis Karba. So the Gemara asks, so what does that mean? Rav Yossi Chatas Hu Delo Maisi. Shneim ha'ashem toli ma'isu shneim ha'inu tanakama. So if Rabbi Yossi's words are, I don't like that idea of bringing one carbon b'shutvis. So where does it put Rabbi Yossi back in the shita of Rabbi Akiva, the previous shita? So like, what's he saying? What's the difference between them? I mean, he's saying, okay, I don't like Rav Shimon. So then what are you saying? So you bring a separate ashem toli. So we already have that shita already mentioned. And so Zmar says the chitema. Maybe you'll say, you must suggest the following, chaticha mishtei chatichos ika beinayu. The nafkamina will be chaticha mishtei chatichos. Meaning what? Rashi says, Rav Yossi yachid kama ein shnayim mevim chatas echad el harishim mevi ashim tali vasheni patur. Now it was Tanakama with Rabbi Akiva. What did he say? That zem mevi ashim tali vizem mevi ashim tali. And Rabbi Yossi would say, and Rabbi Shimon says, bring one Ashen b'shutfis, one Chatas b'shutfis, as the case may be. And Rabbi Yossi says, I don't like that. Rather, what does he say? That only the first guy brings Ashen Toli. That's the nafgamina, whether the second guy brings Ashen Toli. We're asking the Basani, Rabbi Yossi, then maybe Ashen Toli. We're asking this answer. No, he says in the first that each one brings. I mean, okay, Hakamash, when Dematan come, Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara ends up rejecting this answer. So Tosus doesn't mention that, but rejects it because of a brisa, because Rav Yossi says more mefurish. But the Gemara is assuming in the Vechitema chaticha mishtei chatichos iga beinayu that the Gemara is entertaining a real possibility that the case that we're discussing and the machlokas would therefore be about such a case, because Rav Yossi would hold, if he didn't have this other brisa that Rav Yossi says mefurish otherwise, I would be able to say Rav Yossi holds that only the first person brings an Ashem Toli, not the second. Why? Because by him it was only one piece. So you see from that Lashon HaGemara, Chatim tells Ika Beinayu, that the Gemara clearly is assuming, well, what was the case? After the first person got finished eating, what's left? What's left? Not a piece and a half. Only one piece. No, it's not that he ate a kezayis and the piece is still here when the second guy came. The Gemara wants to put into Rav Yossi what makes him different than the Tanakama, that Rav Yossi says you don't bring a one carbon b'shutvis, So what do you do? So seemingly each one brings an Ashen Tali. So then that's the first Shita already. So the Gemara says, no, but that's going to be if the first guy brings, but there's a second guy bring. Why wouldn't the second guy bring? Because it's only one Chaticha. So the Gemara is assuming that the first guy ate everything. Got it? So that's the line of Tosis. But it's interesting, Tosis makes it seem as that's a maskana. I mean, unless Tosis has another Gemara in mind, this is what I think Tosis means. This first Gemara on the Mishnah. This is the, in other words, the Gemara asked, no, they can't say pshat like that because there's a braisa that says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zem mevi Hashem Tov, Zem mevi Hashem Tov. So you see that Rabbi Yossi Omer, even the second guy brings Hashem Tov, even though he only had one chatich in front of him. So the Gemara says, okay, for Rabbi Yossi is the Tanakhama. It's not a new Shita. So it's not, at the end of the day, the Gemara is not sticking with that svara of chaticha mitel ika benayu. But Tosis Raya is still a Raya because the Gemara clearly assumed that the case is discussing that the first person ate a complete piece. Technically, that doesn't answer the kasha the Gemara was interested in. But meanwhile, Tosis has his right to reject the suggestion that the case is that the second person still has two pieces in front of him. You see from the Gemara, not that. That's what Tosis would mean. Inside, the Enga Fare Shahid Dam Shita Bishte Chatichos Gedolos Shachos Zemizukazai to Tavayu Ishte Mitzvos Dar Korchach Taimishum to Goboy Chaticha Bishte Chatichos. Clearly, the fact that the second person's Chayiv Hashem Tolui is because he simply don't need two pieces. Kid the Mucha Chasim Shul Pirkin Be Gemara Gabri Rabbi Yosi the Ka'amar. The Gemara makes the following suggestion that Chaticha Bishte Chatichos Ika Beinayu, meaning that Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakama perhaps have a nafka mina between them, that Rabbi Yossi would be mechayev only the first guy and not the second because he only had one piece in front of him. And the first Tana is mechayev both because he's mechayev the second guy even though there's only one piece. So even though that particular Ika Beinayu doesn't remain a maskana, but it's clear from the line of the Gemara that the Gemara is talking about a case in the Mishnah that there was one piece which was completely eaten by the first guy. And therefore we're back to our question. We're back to let's get everything together. We're back to our question that it comes out that you see within Rabbi Akiva that you can be mechuyev Hashem Tolui even if you're eating what? Even if you're eating one chaticha. But that seems to go with the shita what? Of Yesh Eim Lemesoris. Rabbi Akiva of Yesh Eim Mikra. Let's get everything together. The Ein Lomar. Otherwise it's hard. Again, the cheshbon is hard. Let's get it. The Ein Lomar. Maybe the following part. I'll tell you a part. In Roma, the cave and the Havi Lechatchila Shnayim. Who says that the definition of mitzvos has to be measured by having two pieces b'shas, the second person to eat, coming and eating? If the story began with two pieces, maybe that can conform to mitzvos. Why? Because after all, it started out with two, right? The Ein Roma, the cave and the Havi Lechatchila Shnayim, Chashav mitzvos, and why should that be mishum to Ikva Yisura? Because the Maisa, the level of the suffix is one of Ikve. So there was one, in other words, the difference is one piece when it started out as one piece. And you ate a suffix, Chay, suffix Shuman, that's no Chiv Hashem Tolui, that's not called mitzvos. But if there were two pieces, so you have the Ikve Yisura, then even the second guy would be Chay because there was an Ikve Yisura here. So maybe that's why Rabbi Kiva couldn't work with this. He can mechayev Hashem Tov because there was an ikva yisura. Can't be. Why? The Rav Nachman who the kamar hachi b'reis perek savik achal. Rav Nachman is one who explains the reason for the man da omar. Again, when you want creases, you have to remember this. Rav Nachman gave the reason for the fact that you need chaticha meshtei chatichos is what reason? Is the reason of ikva yisura. Avu Rabba. The first time Mishum the mitzvos karinan ba leskei kav ki the muchach chasam because the Gemara is going to say there the first that nafkami between rabbi words nafkami between the various three reasons I gave you the other reason as well but zera is the reason he has to be efshel levrure but the nafkamina between the reasons has to do with if you started out with two chatichos and then the second guy ate only one chaticha leman da ama ikve isura it's called ikve isura the only case that wouldn't be chayiv is if you never had to. But Ikva Yisur is because the suffix originated with the case that there was Ikva Yisur. So it's a higher type of a suffix that you had the Yisur Lefanecha. But the reason of mitzvos would have no bearing on whether there was before. As long as Bishas, the person ate it, there was only one piece. There would be no Chiv if you go with the Shita, the Yeshim Mikra, and you need mitzvos. You need mitzvos Bishas, the Achila, not because of beforehand. So he can't bring a Nikva Yisur. That's of Nachman. We're going with Rabba. So it comes out, Tosus Kasha is that within Rabba's explanation of the pshat of the inyan of why you need chaticha, mishtei chatichos, or you don't, has to do with Yeshim Mikvashim Masores. According to Rabbi's explanation, Rabbi Akiva is going to be on the wrong side of the issue by Yashim Talu. Because according to Rabbi's explanation, it would follow that if there's one piece that was eaten by Reuven, and then Shimon has the remaining piece, so if you hold Yeshim Mikra, then Shimon should be part of Yashim Talu. Because there's only one piece, Mishas, he's coming to eat it. And Rabbi Akiva is Yeshim Mikra. That's the kash. So according to this Tosis, Rabbi, this is a case of Mikhishi Adadi or Mikhishi Adadi? Because Tosis is saying Rabbi Akiva should have taken sides here and should have said you're only chayiv if there's one or two pieces in front of you, right? Both say. I have competition here. Okay. Right. Okay. I don't know either. Okay. Okay. Good. Good. Okay. So this is our Tosis. This is our Tosis. So it's called again. What is it called? What kind of case? Rabosai, take a look in Sanhedrin. Look in Tosis in Sanhedrin. Interesting thing. This, I'm not going to say Pshat, I'm just going to point it out to you. Your Chor Tosis Sanhedrin seems different. We have the last two lines to read, but just basically the Tosis here is a parallel Tosis. Look at Tosis Sanhedrin of Dalit. A couple of lines in, right? The Nira. A couple lines from the beginning of the Tosis. V'nira, the dafka hacha. Okay, the issue of the Gemara lines up tanaim od yeshem u'mikra. So where is this a machlokes mikra masores v'nira the dafka hacha? Everybody see where I am? A few lines from the beginning of the Tosis. And Abdal and Aleph. Dafka hacha shemikra masores makchishi adadi islu yeshem u'mikra. That's when these tanaim od yeshem u'mikra. Avrecha de lo makchishi adadi. Then darshi tarvayim. This is what our Tosis began with. The HaRebbe, Rabbi Akiva, Rav Shimon, who are all in the list of Savi Yichach Yeshem Mikra, and yet these same three Tanayim, Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, Rav Shimon, even though Yeshem Mikra, yet they hold Mechayvin Beperek Savik Ochal, or Perek Dam Shchita, De Mechayv Achaticha Achas, Savik Shal Chelev, Savik Shal Shuman, Asham Talui. De Mechayv, a person, Asham Talui, with Chaticha Achas. Of Savik Chet, Savik Shum, Mishum De what? Mishum De Mitzvahs Ksiv. According to that's the reason of Rava. So again, he says all these three Tanayim, again, where he found them, you have to know. Rabbi Akiva, we found Rabbi Shimon, we're trying to figure out why it's clear of Shimon, Rabbi apparently also. And the Machayev, based on Matzos Ksiv, Mitzvahs Chaser. So how could that be? Satos saying more than artosis. Artosis is leaving it as a kasha. How can Rabbi Akiva be mechayev by chaticha achas by the second guy? He holds yeshim amikra. Satosis means makchishi adadi. Tosis is bringing this very point as a raya that what? That lo makchishi adadi, you can darshan both. How does he explain it? The Efshel Kaim Shneim, Shabbat Mikra, the Mitzvos, Karinan, the Mikra, L'chayev Ashnei Mitzvos, Dain Abetz Chatichos. V'hamasores bo L'chayev Al Kol Mitzvah Achas. Adkan. Now you have to figure out what's the Machlokes in Tosis. See, again, we don't know what we're talking about. We use words, Mikchishi Adadi. We know the concepts, but like, here you have two Tosis, and each one assumes differently in whether we view the two Limudim of Matzos Mitzvos with a mitzvos karinan or mitzvas chaser ksiv for chaticha achas or shtei chatichos as mikchishi or lo mikchishi. Tosis then assumes, what is it? Lo mikchishi adad. That's exactly why. That's the answer to the kasha. That's why Rav Shimon, Rav Akiva, Rebbe, they can all hold that yichai bechaticha achas. Even though they show me nishan mikra, because one is machayv and one is machayv in another case. And our Tosis is saying, it's either the Torah is teaching me one that you need one chaticha, or the Torah is teaching me that you could have one chaticha, or you need two chatichas, and therefore it remains a kasha in our Tosis. How could Rabbi Akiva be mechayev? Well, you're there. It's an important thing to try to next time around or whenever try to delve into what exactly is the definition This is a chora makom isgada to understand what Tosis were thinking here. Tosis were thinking ahead. Tosis then is using the very soul that begins our Tosis and brings a raya from the very issue that Tosis here asks as a kash. So clearly they're not speaking the same language. They are and they aren't. They're using the klolim of mikreshi of al mikreshi, but how exactly to define it? It's very different. Let's finish the Tosis. The old kash. So again, Tosis has many things that he asks. He leaves it as a kasha. That's a kasha. He doesn't answer it by us. The old kasha, midrav shimin, the high lishna. Now Tosis is going to a different lashon. Until now, he's going with the idea that he holds yishim la mikra of shimin. But then the Gemara suggests a later ukimta that maybe everyone holds yishim la masores. Machokis could have to do with what? With whether the baikra or baikschok schacha baikra or not. No, sorry. Yeshua Masoras Machokis is if the halacha came Gahosif or Gareya. That's the later point that maybe Rav Shimon also Yeshua Masoras, but the halacha came Gahosif. So how could he say Rav Shimon knows Yeshua Masoras? Fractosis from Sachin. Mid Rav Shimon Lahelish, the Mirish, the Koyan Yeshua Masoras, and Sopek, Ketzot Sol, and Gabi Weiss Echad, it says Yeochel, that's the Mikra. And what would be the masores? What? Vais echad? Yochal. And so for that, kasav yesh imu mikra. Who looked that up? What does that have to do with? No? The halach is two dinim by carbon pesach. What? So the halach is eating b'shtei chaburos or eating b'shtei mekomos. Right? So chora, which drasha would go which? So yeachel. Yochal is on the person, eating b'shtei mekomos. Yeachel is the chabura. So if you darshin yesh emu mikra, then you're going to assume that the gaba can't eat b'shtei mekomos, and that's the drash of Shimon subscribes to. But here the Gemara is suggesting one who came to that he was yesh masores. So Tosis is learning that this is going to be mikveshi adadi, apparently. Also requires an explanation. Why should that be? Maybe it's all true. Otherwise it wouldn't be a kasha, right? Again, you have to be ma'ayin. The old kasha, last point, the kamon paslinan later on daftes, we have a drasha to pass through sukkah tachas sukkah midusir basukas. What kind of drasha is that? Who are min yeshem or mikra? And then we should not pass through. Sukkas means there has to be one sukkah, not sukkah tachas sukkah. Yeshem or mikra. What happened to that? Okay, so Gemara said we don't really know what we're saying, but we have at least a way to tash the Tosis. I mean, that's, you know, for our purposes, good enough. Okay, we learned the Tosis, we read the Tosis. And we know there's other Tosis in. You can look in Sanhedrin. We looked a little bit there. You have Osu Svachim. You have Nida. You have Psachim. Okay. Interesting. It's interesting. Dafka and Daftes, Tosis makes mention of this too. I believe so. Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. He doesn't say much. The very next to last Tosis on Tess on the base, Basukas, by Tukata Afriwa Mandami Ishem Mikra Mode, the Lohina Nikhdav Hamasores can appreciate the ill. Very interesting. This is really the same as Sachta. This can appreciate the ill. What does he mean? That it's not Mikhashi Adadi Mistam. You can dash in the Masores. Are they contradicting each other? Tosis seems to say not. In terms of numbers and tfanos, they're contradicting each other. But sukkah tachas sukkah, Tosis, that fits with the call that I told you before. Tosis, the very same Tosis, Alatar, over here, leaves it as a question. So I don't know what to tell you. Tosis on Tessamid Beis, on this very question, says, oh, no problem. I explained it before. If you look before, he leaves it as a kasha. I don't know. Bedarshat tchilos kamifligi. Okay, one more inyan. Again, a little bit, not so familiar territory, but whatever it is, calling of drushes. So we have the Indian of Darshan Tchilos. The Gemara suggests the last of the four Kimtas. Whether we count the first reference is the Machlokas. So therefore, if Shimon starts counting from the first time, the first Basukos, you don't say Dala Chad Legufe, and therefore he has an extra wall, he has three walls and a Tefach, and Rabbanan hold lo darshan tchilos. That would be the machlokas. Now, Tosis points out, Umasma del Kui Alma Schacha Lobaikra. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Schacha Lobaikra over here. The Gemara said it just before this. Right? The Kimta previous to this, the Gemara suggested, or two before this, right? The second Ukimta was that everyone was Yesh Aim Lamikra, and the Shaila is Schacha Baikra, or you or not. But Tosis is Medaik, that when it comes to the last of the four Ukimtas here in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, Iba Yesh Aima, the Halacha came with Dareya, the Yesh Aim Masores, and Tosis adds, and Schacha Lo Baikra. Because that's the default assumption. The Gemara suggested earlier, maybe someone holds Schacha Baikra, Pashta said Lo Baikra. And nevertheless, Afilachi Dal Chad Lugufe. And still we would say, if Ein Darshan Tchilos, that the first mention doesn't get counted toward the numbers, even though Schacha Lo Baikra. And it doesn't go toward the count. This is Tosis is against what Rashi seems to say in Sanhedrin. Below commercial Pish Rashi Pish Sanhedrin. What's the Indian over there? Those who remember from Sanhedrin, right? Menachem, yeah. 2 years ago. 2 years ago, back. So Shailas, how do you know you need three Dayanim for Beis Din? Two Shitas in the Braisa there, Rav Yoshe and Rav Yonasan. So Rav Yoshe says, Shlosha Minalan, it says in the Pasuk, Elohim three times. So that refers to three Dayanim. The Nikra Balabais Elohim is one, Adolim Yovid Vashneim, another Pasuk. And then Asher Hashin Elohim is the three Elohims. Rav Yonasan says, wait a second, the first one can't count toward the three because it's Tchilos, Ein Darshan Tchilos. Rather, he comes out differently. He says, the second, the other two Elohims is two, and since Ein based in Shakul, you can't have an even based in, so that's how you get three. So the Gemara, so you see here, and the Gemara goes on and says, Chayra, name of a Darshan Tchilos, Kamiflugi. Seemingly the Machokas is whether Darshan Tchilos, Rav Yoshe Darshan Tchilos, and Rav Yonasan does not. Then the Gemara is Doche, that suggestion. Let's go slow. Now, Rashi there says the following. Why Ein Darshan Tchilos? This is what Tosis is going to have a problem with. So Tosis wants to learn, that's the rule. That's the rule of hermeneutical principles. You don't darshan tchilos. It doesn't go toward the number. That's it. Rashi adds a vart. You don't darshan tchilos because you need it to legufe asa to tell me you need mumchen. Elohim is adding something I wouldn't know before, that you need mumchen. That's how Rashi runs over there. Now, Lemaisa, if you go back at the Gemara there, the Gemara says, let's say that that's the Machokas. Rav Yoshia is Dorish Tchilos. Dashin's the first mention of Elohim. Rav Yonasan does it. The Gemara says, no, really, Rav Yoshia could generally agree that Ein Darshan Tchilos. Why is it different over here? Why does he count the first Elohim? Because he says, why would it say Elohim? Say Shofet. So the fact that Torah chose to use the Lashon Elohim means, here it counts as well. It counts for the first day. Because the Torah uses the word Elohim. Shma min alu minyan. What's Rav Yonasan's response to that? He doesn't want to count the first Elohim. He could have said Shofet. So the Lashon HaGemara is, Rav Yonasan lishna bi alma nakat. The Torah uses the word Elohim as an expression. Kedami inshi man de isre din aluka v'gabi dayana. The one who has a din, let him go to the dayan. What does that mean? So I'm not impressed by the word Elohim. The Torah uses Elohim because that's the lishna bi alma. So Rashi learns pshat. So he's going to quote this in a second. That the reason why it says Elohim is in order to tell me Mumcha, a smicha, someone who has smicha, not a hedgel, that has no smicha. Go to the Dayana, it's a Dayan Haragil, it's a hedgel. So what does it sound like? Shofet would have not meant Mumcha, would not meant a Samuch. Only Elohim means that. That was Rabbi Yonasan says back. So what does Yoshe hold? He holds, I can still dash in the fact that it says Elohim and not Shofet. And Rav Yonasan says, no, it had to say Elohim to tell me a mumcha. What's Tosis' problem with Rashi? Let's see in our Tosis, maybe Tosis over there. From this Gemara is a kasha in Rashi. From this Gemara, it's mashma that Ein Darshan Tchilos means even if you don't need it legufe, even if there's nothing that it's teaching me, I just can't darshan the first reference. not the way Rashi says in Sanhedrin Gabi Tulas Elohim Ksivi Beparsha the Pirish. Not the way Rashi says, but simply that alone, ain't darshan tchilos. But old kasha l'peirusho, l'may demasi kasham, as the Gemara concludes over there, the l'kuli alma, maybe everyone agrees ain't darshan tchilos. Even Rabbi Yosha generally doesn't darshan tchilos. How come here he darshan the first Elohim, but Amar Rabbi Yosha, im kein nichtav krela shofi. It should say shofi. What kind of pshat is that? It should say shofi. The imishofi lo yadina mumchek, Moshe appears shem bekuntres atzmo, as Rashi himself says that Rav Yonah's son responds and says, "Listen of the almanakat," uses an expression, "Kedami in shiman the isridina lukav gabi dayan haragiv lo gabi hedyo." The imke the kever the mishofi lo memaid hedyot, shofit would not tell me mumche. I would only need the word Elohim for that. Imkein havi asilu minyana. Then the Elohim must be coming for what? To be counted, because I only know Mumche from Elohim. If I wouldn't know it, right, it's only, if I wouldn't know without it, if I would know it without it, I don't count it. But if it's Elevada Efilo Itzbech Lumumche Afilo Hachi Dalchad Lugufe. What's Tosis driving at? Even if I don't need it from Mumche, I would know Mumche from which word over there? Even if it didn't say Elohim, I would know it from Shofet. And nevertheless, the issue is still relevant of Ein Darshan Tchilos, because it's the first number, doesn't count. Right. Again, Tosis Sanhedrin. Also, Tosis has the same problems with Rashi. Okay, again, it's a hard Inyan to try to break through. We're not going to break through it, but this is the Inyan. Tosis has another issue at the end that he raises, which he doesn't fully answer. Just as Tosis here, Tosis over there as well. This Rush is writer in Sanhedrin Dav Dalid that we learn out numbers from, and there we don't seem to be dealing with the problem of Darshan Tchilos. The Kohani, the Brei Sanhedrin, the Karnos, Karnas, how many sprinklings are the Ikuva? My name is Beach, by Chatas. So the Gemara has a Machokis Bestame Besilel, and the words Karnos and Keshem Mikrish and Masoris, and yet over there we start the number counting from even the first reference. What happened to Ein Darshan Tchilos? Or Letotafos, again, how many batim? Vasar Kohanim, the Soper Kam de Sanhedrin, how you have to learn out that you need to be assessing for certain Yanim of Hegdish. So it's because of certain references to Kohen in the Parsha. So you need a certain number of people, but it even includes the first reference. So Tzarech Hedaktik, the Darshina Kul Lamayana, there even number one is there, even the first reference is part of the count. Okay, the Inyan that we have to really just to frame it, what's coming up now. The Gemara has a question, but also Tefach Hechan Ma'amido. We have, let's say the Chachamim, two walls and a Tefach. Right? Shimon, three walls and Tefach, Chachamim, two walls and Tefach. The two walls, Rashi says, are how? Right, Kimin Gam. Now you have another Tefach. So the Gemara comes with an assumption. It has to have a Makom. Hechad Mamido. Where are you going to put it? So the Gemara is going to have three possible Shitas. Three Shitas. Within those Shitas, you have to know their Machokis, what each one means. But first Shita, it means Keneged Hayotzei. See Rashi's Pshat on that. How to understand Rashi. Another Pshat. Keneged Rosh Tor. And then the third is that you have a tefach, which is a little more than a tefach umashu, and you put it next to the one of the walls, and you have a robe dofen. You went to Bekiyas, but you know referring to. But the simple question, before you even go into the specific shitas and what they're arguing about, is why is there a question to Bechal, Hechan Mamido? Like, what's driving the Gemara to assume that there has to be a special place to put it? Halacha is two walls and a tefach. So the same, so put it wherever you want. Like, what's the big? Why does it have to be a makom miyuchad? You have to create some. Apparently, this inyan of this tefach, this third wall of a tefach, it's not just some, you know, a tefach, another wall of a tefach. Put it where you want. Apparently, there has to be some effect that it's creating in terms of the hekif of the sukkah. And now you have to understand. Where is that going to happen in the most focused way, the most way that will accomplish that which we want to accomplish. L'chora, without that, you have no way to be the Gemara. Like, Hechan Amida, what's the problem? Put it where you wish. Elamai, now you have to understand, within each shita, what are we trying to achieve? And then you have to see, we'll see, Machlokes Mishonim, the Ramban, Rashi, different ways to explain the various shitas. What is the problem if it's not there? And what is each shita within the Gemara doing vis-a-vis the others? This is, you know, this is where we have to, you know, begin to break through, hopefully a little bit more than with Dizan Yadim, but to try to understand what's going on in Sukkah. Moshe, yeah.
How did Rashi know that even the two walls have to have a machlok?
That's from later in the Sugya 2. It's the Areva, that they have to be connected. That's all. These are all the yam they have to deal with. Okay, we'll do a little bit of something on Vayesha.